Hello and welcome to the Dr. Mannin Show podcast. Today is Wednesday, December 9th, 2020. Dr. Nyman has some updates on some various things with the SARS-CoV-2 pandemic that he'd like to go over. Dr. Nyman.
Okay, thanks, Ryan. Yeah, I thought I'd do another update here on the status of both the spread of the virus due to Thanksgiving, as well as the spread of the vaccines based upon anticipated approvals and actually the first injections in the UK of the Pfizer vaccine, which did get approved there last week, and first patients were vaccinated yesterday. As I mentioned before, it's worth reminding the listeners that the cases kind of follow a pattern. They're low in the weekends. Mondays still are reporting Sunday data, so they're typically low, especially on the number of deaths are concerned. And then during the week, they start to get back to their higher levels, which usually peaks on Friday. So on Monday, the numbers did get up to 105,000 cases, and there were 1,472 deaths, but like I said, 72. Reflects a lower number reported on Sunday, which I think the deaths require more documentation, and if I don't get an adequate amount of documentation on weekends, so they start to go up during the week. That was evident yesterday, which was a more typical weekday report, and there the number of cases got up to 224,913, and the number of deaths got up to 2,087. And the report has been a little bit uneven. A couple of the Kansas just reports every other day, but New Mexico hasn't updated, and North Dakota hasn't updated. So even though it's one in the afternoon Eastern time, the totals haven't really been completed for yesterday. This morning, the numbers are picking up both with regard to cases as well as deaths. So there's probably a reasonable chance that the numbers today will be higher than tomorrow, and they will gradually increase and peak on Friday. Friday might get to see some significant effects of the Thanksgiving holidays. It seems to be affecting California already. I typically use the reporting by the LA Times, which is kind of real-time and updates throughout the day. They've actually, and they're very detailed as far as the percent positives and where the positive cases are and what the numbers are per 100,000 cases and or per 100,000 people. And California is up to 35,000 cases a day for the last 2 days. And so that has an impact on the total number of cases. And California is also showing increases in the number of deaths reported. 2 days ago, they reported 116 deaths. Yesterday, they reported 219. The states yesterday that contributed at least 100 deaths to that total, which did get up to almost 2,600, almost 2,700, was California had 219, Michigan had 203, Texas had 181, Pennsylvania had 169, Illinois had 168, Indiana had 123, Missouri had 132, Tennessee had 100, and Iowa actually reported 181. So those were several states that was reporting 100 deaths. As I mentioned before, the deaths are a trailing indicator. And so these deaths are not due to the holiday. They're really due to the fall wave that began several weeks ago. And now those increases in cases and hospitalizations are starting to translate into the increases in deaths. And these large numbers are really why the projections have been increased for the total number of deaths to get well over 500,000. I think the total is 530,000 by the end of February. Now, unfortunately, these projections are kind of they're really not going to be significantly impacted by the vaccine. The vaccine is expected that the Pfizer vaccine will be approved for emergency use tomorrow, and that the vaccine will start to be distributed possibly over the weekend, but more likely the beginning of the week. And so sites are going to start receiving the vaccine at the beginning of next week. These numbers are lower than initially expected. It was initially expected that both Moderna and Pfizer would be have 20 million doses each. So that would be 40 million by the end of December. And those numbers have been scaled back. Sounds like Pfizer is only going to have about 6 million instead of 20, and Moderna may also be scaled back. There was an opportunity to have more from Pfizer, not necessarily on December, but the beginning of next year. The U.S. had contracted for 100 million. They got several offers to increase that to 200 million. The U.S. declined on that. And now that looks to be a mistake because the absence of a larger order from the U.S. led to the offering of the early vaccine to other countries, including Europe, including the ones that were approved and began distribution yesterday. So the Pfizer vaccine that's in Europe and actually in patients as of yesterday was made possible in part by the U.S. Declining to increase its order. And it turns out the data has been released that was submitted to the FDA review board. That data looks quite encouraging. There weren't significant effects, although a couple of patients that received vaccination yesterday in the UK who had a history of adverse reactivities to various medications and actually had EpiPens did develop an adverse response to the Pfizer vaccine. So those with those types of cases are encouraged not to take the Pfizer vaccine. That may be in fact due to the elicitation